One of the things that I've been hearing from veterans for years is that they go to the VA hospital with pretty much any malady, and they can't get seen by a doctor in the way that they would like. And so instead, they're sent home with a shopping cart or a shopping basket full of prescription medication. So we decided to look at the issue of prescription opiates to see if this was the case. These are drugs which are, they have a medical purpose, but they're highly addictive. They're closely related to heroin. The VA has regulations that they should be used very judiciously for that reason. And yet what we found is a skyrocketing growth in the number of opiate prescriptions at the VA.
So is it your sense that they are not going in asking for these things, but they are being given them?
I think it's a combination. One of the patterns that we see emerge is that people are injured in the war on the battlefield, and the military writes them right there on the battlefield, here's your oxycodone, here's your Vicodin. And they need it. They're in pain. They've just been hit by an RPG blast or an IED or something like that. But then they become addicted. And when they get out of the military and they don't need this level of painkiller anymore because that moment of the injury has passed and now they need a different type of care to help them recover holistically, at that point, they're already addicted. And rather than trying to help the veterans, the VA simply feeds their addiction, and in essence, the VA becomes the drug dealer for the veteran who is self-medicating.
So your study found that the prescriptions are up 270%, I guess that's a national average, in those past 12 years that you mentioned.
I think that one of the things that's very troubling when you look at the data is the incredible variation in the amount of these opiates being prescribed, depending on where you happen to live.
Do you have some specific stats for our area?
Yeah, I mean, the national average for these four drugs, oxycodone, methadone, hydrocodone, which is Vicodin, and morphine, the prescription rate had surged so that doctors were prescribing one of these drugs for every patient that they had for the last 2 years. In the Gainesville hospital system, it's a little bit lower than that. You know, the Gainesville Hospital System prescribed 40,000 prescriptions for these drugs back in 2001. And then in 2012, it was up to nearly 100,000. And now, one of the interesting things actually about your region is that there has been a slight drop in the prescription rate since 2010. And that's actually good news. One of the things that we found in our reporting, they've adopted new regulations beginning in 2009 to stem the growth of prescription of these drugs and make them more of a last resort. And what we've seen is nationally this policy has not had very much impact and the prescription rate continued to go up. But we do see that in your hospital system, the hospital system serving Jacksonville, that there has been a very slight drop in both the absolute number and the rate of prescription since these regulations went into effect.